Meanwhile, moving along, it is time for our bird migration report. Joining me here in the studio is Pam Randles, local bird nerd, and my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi. So, there's bluebirds?
Yes, there's bluebirds. And the bluebirds that we get are mountain bluebirds, and they tend to come up to Nani Point and then work their way up the Chilkat Valley. They've only been coming since 2004.
And these are like the cute little bluebirds that we see in old Disney movies, right?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. And they're blue, and they look really quite obvious, especially this time of year when all the males are in their blueness.
And they're wearing their tuxes.
They're wearing their tuxes, exactly.
Awesome.
Also, we've had some snow geese spotted flying up the Chilkat Flyway.
Right on.
And we are starting to get noises of reproduction, shall we say. That sounded terrible.
That sounded really quite racy there, Mother.
Well, that's not what I meant.
Well, then.
What I meant was, like, the sapsuckers are starting to drum. The wrens are starting to sing. That's what I meant.
It's like bird porn.
Right. Right. So, one of the questions that I get a lot of times as a nature guide is, do eagles mate for life? Well, that's
the answer
not
is
a
sort
simple,
of.
Yeah, right. Sort of. 90% of birds are monogamous in that they stick with one partner through what that species decides as a breeding season.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So the 10% that don't do that are cooperative, like crows, or promiscuous, like hummingbirds and our grouse.
So what do you mean by cooperative?
Means that a group of crows shares in the raising of the young.
Okay.
And so the parentage becomes vague.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. And then we also have polygynous male with multiple females, like our wrens. The little wrens have started singing that really bubbly thing.
That's the official bird song right there.
Yes, that's right. And they have multiple females that they're keeping track of.
Oh.
We also have red-winged blackbirds do that too. Mm-hmm. We also have polyandrous ones, which the females have many males. Uh-huh. And I like this idea. They lay eggs in the nests and the males raise the kids.
Nice.
I think this is a really cool.
I was just
cool.
going to say, do they do their chores? But yeah, it sounds like they totally do their share of the work.
And some of them just lay the eggs after they've met their love of the week,
right.
and off they go. The one that I think is very interesting is boreal owls are both. Some of them have excess females and some have excess males. It's
and
kind of
just sharing the love around, man.
Right. Now, 90% of birds are monogamous. However, the definition of monogamous varies.
That sounds like humans.
Well, I didn't want to make that comparison. So it may be for one nesting, like that cactus wren that was in Bird Note, have multiple nestings. I don't know about.
So they're monogamous, but they could be monogamous.
Five times.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, they're loyal through getting the kids out of the nest.
Gotcha. Okay.
And sometimes that's one nesting. Sometimes it's one season. Sometimes it's several seasons, like robins do that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have the same mate for, that's kind of like how people do it nowadays.
Yeah, totally.
And sometimes it's for life. Mm-hmm. And that's that's geese, swans, eagles. There's another one. Oh, and some owls mate for life. However.
And yet.
It's not perfect. And none of these systems are perfect. There's always a percentage of monogamous ones who fool around, and there's also and monogamous.
It's like the National Enquirer version of the bird migration report.
Well, but the thing is, monogamous for birds, there's social monogamy and genetic monogamy. The genetic means that the parents are the parents of all the eggs in the nest. Social monogamy means we're raising this batch of kids, but not necessarily genetically parenting all of them.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, and that's the most common situation. And there are many species. I'm trying to think of what some of ours are that have nests And then the females will lay eggs in their own nest with their own partner, and then they'll go lay eggs in somebody else's nest, and somebody else will raise the kids.
See, I think this is brilliant, personally.
I do, too.
As a parent.
Yes.
I'm like, I love my kids, but I would love to have just like, here, they're yours now.
Yes. Right. Right. So it's kind of a complex situation.
Yeah.
You know, and
so the mate for life thing is really not so straightforward. You still get Johnny runarounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's sort of like us, the mate for life thing. For some people, it works.
Right.
For other people, it's a temporary thing.
Yeah.
You know,
love is in the air.
Well, it's that time of year, yeah. You know.
Yep.
And for a lot of the males in these monogamous relationships, their role can vary quite a bit. Some of them just kind of hang out around the nest and keep away predators.
Mm-hmm.
Others actually feed mom while she's sitting on eggs.
Nice.
Others actually sit on the eggs for some, I mean, with mm-hmm. eagles, the male covers 20% of the time
mm-hmm.
sitting on the eggs. Sometimes they will feed the young. Sometimes they won't. It varies
okay.
a great deal. And like with ducks,
mm-hmm.
Monogamy is kind of, they would rather not be, but they have to be because the ratio of males to females is heavily males mm-hmm. and not enough females to go around. And so they put on their tuxes and their bright colors, and ducks all get together and mate at the same time. And so it's not like a guy can be sequentially mated.
I see. Yeah.
So he's got to fight for what he, you know, and then they also sort of breed and bail at that point because the males are so brightly colored they would attract predators.
Oh.
So like when we see our Skoda rafts out here,
mm-hmm.
they are molting and choosing mates, and the males are competing heavily for the females, and then they fly off as a pair, make a nest, sit on the eggs, and then he goes and plays pool and watches TV. You know?
Wow. So I didn't know they were big pool players.
Yeah. Yeah, right, right.
Okay, so we need to wrap it up a little bit, but
okay.
Where can people find bluebirds? Asking for a friend.
Right, right. They were at the tank farm yesterday.
Okay.
And they like that meadow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then once they've sort of fed up on that, they will move up the Chilcat, which means they'll move up the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So I have seen them at various points along the highway. And they're often in sort of small groups.
Okay.
You know, and the reports that I got were five of them together. So
are these like in the bushes, high up in the trees, down on the ground?
Their choice would be down on the ground because they like to feed in meadows.
Gotcha.
But sometimes there's not meadows between right. here and the pass.
Right.
And so some that means you got to be in trees at
gotcha.
Least, not to get run over by trucks and eaten okay. by dogs and things like that. So,
okay.
But generally low, you're not looking up in the sky for them. Of course, you couldn't see them if you did.
Because they blend in.
Right.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have time for this week. If people want to tell you about sightings or ask you questions,
go to Haynes Birders or give me a
that's
call.
That's on Facebook.
Yeah, that's on Facebook.
And it's open to all.
It's open to all, except I ran across a situation where somebody didn't have a Facebook account, in which case I'm in the phone book.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hunt her down. Even if you're over in Skagway, just call the radio station. They know how to find her.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And I think you can probably leave me messages at the radio station
yeah,
if
I'm
you
sure.
have a question.
I'm sure. Totally. All right. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right. We will now go back to NPR.